Ivory L. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, the third, 1849, scene 27th. 927, 76-year-old gentleman was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. The visit was for face-to-face. This will be shared with the medical director. Patient is in his... second benefit period, extending from 8-6-2025 to 11-3-2025. This 76-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with a history of systolic congestive heart failure. Patient is quite thin. He has a history of coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, orthopnea, PND. He sleeps on 46 pillows, has a 2+ edema, is staying in bed. He stays half most of the day, 10 to 12 hours a day, period. His shortness of breath gets worse with activity. He's lost 22 pounds. He does not wear a diaper, but he does have multiple accidents throughout the day. He's thin. He has what looks like to be cardiac cachexia. His medications was reviewed, which includes Zyrtec, Phazanidine, Aspirin, Flomax, Lipitor, Enalapril, Proscar, and Oxybutyn. He states that he must sleep on 4 pillows because of his PND. He's an orthopnea, period. He's widowed. He has a KPS score of 40%. He says he still smokes, but he tries to smoke less. He has a nebulizer that he uses, does not use oxygen. He lives with his niece and his sister, Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, comes by and checks on him. He thinks that he could use a provider services because it's getting much more difficult for him to move about and take care of his household or take care of himself. He is alert but forgetful, oriented to person and place. He has increased episodes of shortness of breath. His MAC at admission was 29 centimeters. Has signs and symptoms approaching calorie malnutrition. His MAC now has dropped to 28 centimeter with increased shortness of breath with activity. KPS has remained at 40%. Patient's findings were reviewed at the time of evaluation. On admission, he has a 2+ edema. On evaluation, has a 2+ edema. Blood pressure is 140 over 92 or 2 sides 94% on room air, period. He would like a new nebulizer because his nebulizer is broken and he needs pain medication for his back ankle. He states that Tylenol number 3 is not helping him and would like to go back to hydrocodone. We'll report this to the medical examiner. The medical director. I explained to him that I do not make any decisions regarding pain medications. But again, this will be communicated with the medical director. Thank you. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.